And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're live.
I swear. You cannot keep doing that.
I do it every time. And if this thing takes off like I think it's going to take off, this podcast, I mean, I'm thinking there's going to be thousands of episodes of me doing that.
Maybe you're just manifesting that we will do it live.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
So ladies and gentlemen, my name is Travis Camby, and I am accompanied by this sexy, the lovely, the sophisticated
Judith Loving Foss. Hey.
Hey. Ba, 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 ba.
And welcome to our podcast where we talk about
literally
whatever the heck we want.
And that's right, people.
Yeah.
Anything and everything kind of, right?
I guess so.
So, but the last time, the podcast before this, we were talking about outrageous breakups.
Outrageous breakups.
Dating. Insane.
Nightmares.
Insane people. And when I say insane, I mean insane.
Well, come on.
If my ex is listening to this right now, she's like, you know what, bitch? I heard the episode before this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Back up.
Yes.
Or you get smacked up.
Jeez. Which really made us think and laugh about some dating experiences Travis has gone through.
Which has been...
For you've had the most random first dates ever.
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 Weird stuff. Weird stuff. And one that first comes to mind is the ones that, I was before Tinder. I was before Instagram. So I didn't have a way to just kind of proofread the women before they come to me. You know
right.
I mean?
There's no filter. You don't get a vibe for who they are, what they look like in real life or with filters.
No. Yeah, you're damn right I didn't. I remember this memory. It's all flooding back. It's coming back to me right now, Judy.
And which memory is that?
I was I was in Atlanta, and I was at this office building working for a place called, I shouldn't even say the name because I'm in trouble probably. I'm working at this place. I'm in a cubicle, and I'm with my buddy Jess Pest the Best. A.K.A. the man, the myth, the legend.
Shout outs to Jesse.
That commercial.
Jesse.
And so I'm walking by the receptionist's office, and there's this woman there, and she's young, she's vibrant, she's cool. She's like, you know, she's kind of on my, I'm like, okay.
She's on the wavelength,
right? And so she's like, oh my God. She's like, what tie is that? And I was like, my tie? And she's like, yeah, who makes it? It's so hot. And I was like, oh, it's, you know, it's probably like, I don't know. I was like, YSL, it's this. And she's like, oh my God. She's like, my friend is like perfect for you. And you know what I mean? And that's when I had to go on a limb and I couldn't say, let me see your Instagram.
Right. You had to say, what does she look like? And she described her, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And so I was like, what does she look like? I was like, tell me a little bit about her. She's like, she's gorgeous. Like she's long, she's tall. She's got huge breasts and she's got everything that you want and need.
That's amazing.
That's like
dream come true.
I was like, really? I was like, is she dumb or smart? And she's like, she's so dumb.
No.
And I was like, she's dumb? She's like, oh my God, she sounds perfect.
No.
No, but she like started bragging about it.
So this was like a real blind date. She was trying to set her girlfriend up.
Straight up for a real blind date.
Okay.
Okay, so she brags about her friend, tells her that she's everything, right? So I'm like, okay, cool. So I get her number. I call her up and she's like, hello, this is Trish.
You have the worst impersonation.
And I was like, Trish, what's going on? I like tried to do my like DJ voice. I was like, Trish, what's going on? This is Travis. And she's like, hey, like my friend told me you're gonna call. So I start talking to her, we chop it out, and she's cool. I mean, she's not blowing me away, but she's cool. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And so she's like, pick me up tomorrow at Kennesaw State University. And I was, okay, cool. So I get out of the car, shut the door. As I'm walking down the this little pathway in Kennesaw State University, there's
pick her up for the date.
Yeah, to pick her up for the date. There's a shadow. And a guy comes out of the shadow and he's walking towards me. And I quote this, and this is true. He goes, are you here to pick Trish up? And I was like, oh no, does that mean this is going to be dangerous, or is Trish flame ball?
Oh gosh. Okay.
And I go, yeah. And he goes, you're the luckiest guy.
You're the luckiest guy. This is amazing.
You're the luckiest guy.
So you are just like so excited. You're like, this is going to be amazing.
This is going to be insane.
Yeah.
This is going to be insane. I walk into the shadow of the tree. And as I am walking through the shadow, I know that Trish is on the other side. I come out of the shadow. I see Trish. Trish and I look dead in the eye. I look her dead in the eye. And I realize at that very moment, she is nothing of what I want.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. But I'm a good guy. I got sisters. I'm a good guy.
Wait, so she wasn't your type?
she just wasn't my type. Like I was like, there's no physical attraction, but maybe we can get through this on like a friend's base, you know, whatever. I was like,
oh no.
I was like, she'll be totally chill. You know what I mean?
Totally chill.
And I was like, hey, what's going on? I was like, Trish. She's like, hey. I was just like, hi. And what I didn't tell Trish and what I didn't realize is that I forgot my wallet at home. And Kennesaw State was 35, 45 minutes away from where I lived.
You left your wallet?
Yeah.
At the house?
Yeah. Like, so, like I had no money.
How old are you?
I'm in my low 20s. And I'm feeling good.
Oh, no.
I'm feeling damn good. And I'm looking good, too. And Trish is like,
shout outs to Trish.
Trish is listening to this right now. And she's like, are you fucking kidding me? No, so anyway, so where was I? Oh, sorry, my ADD kicked in. Where was I in the story?
You were looking good, feeling good.
Oh, and I don't have a wallet.
Yeah, you don't have a wallet.
So I don't have a wallet. So I'm like, hey, Trish, what's going on? And she's like, hi. I'm like, oh, like, you're so tall. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you know, we do the whole tall talk. I'm like, yeah, whatever, right? And so I get back into the car, and I had a brand new car. It was a Tahoe. And I'm from the South, and the Tahoes were... I mean, Tahoes are legit, and it was brand new.
Yeah, they were legit here too.
They were.
Yeah.
They were gangster back in the South.
For sure.
And so, anyways, so I get in the car, and we're about to drive off, and I go, "Hey, Trish, I just wanted to get this out there. I know it's gonna sound crazy. I was like, but I forgot my wallet at the house, and I told her this. I was like, we can go drive back to my area of town, and I'll snag my wallet, and then I can take you out properly. Or we can stay in this area. I'm totally game for whatever." And she's like, "Did you really forget your wallet?" And started to get a little sassy. And this is where it all started to blossom.
Sounds like it's going really well.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And she was like basically saying, like, "There's no way you forgot your wallet." And she's like, Is this a trick to get me to pay for it? Like, am I going to fucking pay for this?
I mean, I don't understand. Why wouldn't she want to just go, I'm assuming you lived in Atlanta, go to Atlanta?
Yeah, right. But it was 45 minutes or 30 minutes away, 45 minutes away. Okay. And she didn't want to drive all the way back, I guess. And I was like, okay. So I was like, Trish, we can just kick it here. I was like, I can bring you money the next day. Like, I'm not trying to like stiff you out of a date. I'll pay for this. But I accidentally, you know, and she's like, whatever. And so she's pissed. She's not happy.
Yikes.
Yeah. And I say to her, I was like,
and the date hasn't even started yet, or no, you just got in the car?
It hasn't. It's just like just kind of starting, dude. And so
it's so bad.
And so I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, so where do you want to go, Trish? And she's like, do you not even have a place picked out? And I had a place, but I didn't want to go there anymore because my stomach was kind of hurting. So I just found a little place and I was like, well, I wanted to.
Wait a minute. You didn't want to go to the restaurant because your stomach was hurting. You forgot your wallet and Trish is pissed.
Yeah. Trish is not happy at this point. And I was like, I was already fucking over Trish already. I'm like, I don't even want to be here with Trish.
You want to cancel the date. You want to leave.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. So she's like, pull over here. There's like a Chinese restaurant. And so I pull over and I'm like, get out of the car. I go and I yank on the door and it's closed. And I go back to her and I'm like, hey, I was like, Trish, I was like, this place is closed. And she's like, fuck. She's like, this is getting like fucking ridiculous. Like that. It's like, just started doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just not happy.
Just pissed.
Yeah.
And it started to change everything. So I tried a couple other places. I couldn't find anything that was even like anything. So like tension's building. So I'm over the date and I look at her and I go, I was like, hey, do you just want to maybe like grab some stuff at the grocery store and then we can go back to your Kennesaw State like dorm room?
No.
Dude, I was out of options at this point. And so she's like, all right. She's like, sure, let's go. So like, let me go into the grocery store. And when we're in the grocery store, we start getting stuff. Dude, I get half a sandwich and some bag of chips. It couldn't have been more than $4. I put it on the conveyor belt. She puts hers on the conveyor belt. It's literally the same thing. I'm thinking out in my head. I'm doing in and out. I'm in and out when I get to the place, you know, eat, bounce. And so I put it on the conveyor belt. It goes through, the register hits it. And she looks at me and she's like, are you not fucking paying for this? And I...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I said, remember, I don't have my wallet. And she just like, oh, yeah, I remember. And she got super fucking pissed. And then she said, I fucking bought this outfit for this date. And she's like, I'm wasting it in the grocery store.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So everything's fucked. Everything's like really, really bad.
And so awkward, just painfully awkward.
And she says, because of this, you're going to let me drive your car back to the dorms.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
No, but it was like raining outside. I just got the car.
And you don't know her.
And I don't even know this girl.
Oh no. And did you let her drive it?
So I gave her the keys. I know. I give her the keys. So I give her the keys and I'm like, okay, cool. So we drive back. I'm tripping out a little bit. We get up into the apartment. It's super eerie into the apartment. I got my chips. I got my sandwich. She's got hers. We sit on the couch and I'm like sitting there and all of a sudden you hear this like, and out walks this enormous woman. Enormous. She had been 665 pounds. She was all goth, just jet black hair, the white face, huge woman. And just kind of walks and stands right in front of us, like boom, 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 boom. And then just sits there, like not sits there, but like stands there. And I'm sitting there and I look over at Trish and Trish goes, yeah, this is Strawberry. And then she goes, I'm Strawberry.
Is that her roommate?
Yeah. So roommate's there and I'm like, hey, what's up? And then Strawberry's got a fucking attitude. She's killing me. Trish is killing me. I scarf down my food.
Well, Strawberry thought she was going to have the dorm room to herself. She was like, roommate's going on a date. And then comes back, you two idiots are just eating chips.
I know. She's probably like, what's going on? Yeah. So I'm like, okay. So I scarf down my food. And I look over at Trish and I'm like, hey, I was like, it was really, really nice meeting you. She's like, you're not leaving, are you?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. So I ended up, I bounced.
It sounds like she doesn't even like you though. Why does she care?
It's unbelievable, Trudy. So I get out of there. I go downstairs. I leave, right? And I'm downstairs and she calls me and she's like, hey, my sweater's in the car. And I look over the passenger seat and there it is for sure, her sweater. And I thought I was done with it. I was like, oh my God, this is never ending.
Yeah.
She comes down, gets her sweater and she's like, is this the last time I'm ever going to see you? Is this it? And burst into tears. Burst into burst into full blown tears to the point where I had to hold her. I swear to you, had to hold her. And I told her, I was like, it's totally okay. I was like, I just really like you as a friend right now. Like, holy fuck, get me the fuck out of this. Yeah, dude.
Oh,
I was like,
no. Get
me out of here. I'm done with this date.
Oh,
I'm done with Trish. I'm done with Strawberry.
Blind date from hell.
So the next day, I go to work where homegirl's at who put me through the ringer.
Yeah.
And I walk in and I could have looked like I took, you know, like I was up all night.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I was emotionally
drained.
Yeah, you were.
And I walk in there haggard and she looks at me and she's like, oh my God, tell me, how was it? Oh my God. And I was like, I hate your friend. I hate you. I hate your friend. I hate everything about Trish. I hate Strawberry. I hate everything about this place. And I could break it in. It was unbelievable, Judy.
That's a horrible first date. Horrible. Blind date, first date. Mm-mm-mm.
First date, for sure.
Was that your only blind date?
No. I've had... No, I've had unbelievable ones. I'll give you another one real quick.
Okay.
Here's another one. I was at the gym and there was this girl. She's an attractive woman and she was on the treadmill. She was like cranking and I was doing the little flirty eye thing, like with it, but not much, right? And long and behold, we did that for like a week and a half, 2 weeks. I would go hoop and then she would do the treadmill. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And she comes over and she's like, hey. And I'm like, hey, what's up? She's like, I noticed that you were always like mugging me. And my name is Ashley. And I just wanted to introduce myself. And I was like, cool, 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 cool. Nice to meet you, Ash. And
great. This is just fantastic.
And then she was like, will you take me in the bathroom and do it? No.
Travis.
Oh, no, she wasn't. She was like, hey. So anyway, we go on a first date. And remember, when I saw her at the gym, she was in like sweaty face, no makeup, you know, gym attire, just looked like an athlete, right? I was like, oh, nice. Like, this is a nice little athlete, the frame, much like yourself.
That's great.
My little angel.
That's amazing.
And so I So she's like, come pick me up. So I go over there, and as I turn the corner down this long hallway of like an apartment, the exterior of it, I just smell this like intense, like grandma smell, like this. You know how your grandma smells when you go into your grandma's house?
Not my grandma, but yes.
You know, should the grandmas have that weird grandma smell? Yes. Grandma perfume?
Yes.
Yes. That's what it smelled like. And so I got closer and closer, and she was like, you know, door 8. And I was like, 7, 8? And I was like, no way. It's coming from this thing. I knock on the door. I knock on it. She opens the door. It is insane, the amount of perfume that's coming out of it. It is out of control, Judy.
Like candles and room spray?
No, it reminds me of when you would like come see me in San Diego, and you would smoke cigarettes on the way down, and then you would spray that Victoria bullshit pink stuff on it.
Yes, yes. It's a little smoky and a little fruity.
Yeah, girls love doing that. Uh-huh. Why are girls so dumb? Why do they think that? Girls, why are you guys so dumb?
Well, it's better than just pure smoke, is it not?
I guess so. But I mean, it's like, hey, like, we're not morons, guys. Like, we know you smoke cigarettes.
No kidding. I wasn't tricking you.
But it was a peachy cig, and it was weird. And you're not the only girl that does it.
I know, we all did it.
You all did it.
Speaking of which, I had a friend who was smoking cigarettes, and she used to take dryer sheets and wring them through her hair because her boyfriend didn't know she smoked.
And you think he didn't know, but he knew. And that's why he was smashing on the side.
Jeez. He ended up smashing on the side. Yeah.
Anyway, back to the story. So I open the door. The perfume is insane. And I'm like, hey. And she is what me and my buddy call Betty Crocker face. Like, she's painted like Betty Crocker bakes cakes, you know, and she puts all that frosting on there. Her face was all Betty Crocker. It was like crazy amount.
Betty Crocker face means a lot of makeup?
Yes.
Okay.
It means tons of makeup.
Okay.
Like, just like frosting.
Caked it on.
Caked. Old Betty Crocker face.
Okay.
Oh, Betty Crocker face in this hole. And so anyway, so she opens it up. I get hit with the grandma perfume. Then I get hit with Betty Crocker face. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, no.
Are you fucking kidding me? Am I getting hit with all this? And she's like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, hey, of course I'm nice. And I say I have sisters because, like, I would always want a guy to treat my sisters the same way if something went bad. You know what I mean?
Instead of being like, oh, no, thank you, and just turning and walking away.
Instead of being a G.
Yeah, so that you can enjoy the evening how you want to enjoy it.
I don't think so. Thank you. Oh, Betty Crocker. So I hit it up. So, okay, perfume, yeah, Betty
Crocker. Respect to all women.
Totally.
Sure.
And I'm like, hey, what's up? She's like, hey. I'm like, hey, oh, this is your place. It's so cool. She's like, yeah. I'm like, this is your shrine over here? No. I was like, this is cool. So I'm like, let's go to this place, and we go to this Irish club. Like, bub, I mean. Bub? No, pub.
Pub.
Pub, fuck. We went to this Irish club and we did this dance. Ring, ding, diddly, yaddy, ring, ding, diddly, yaddy, yo. Jeez.
Okay, go ahead.
So
go.
No, so we're at this Irish pub. And so I'm at the pub and I'm like, there's a lot of good drinks here. I was like, you're going to love this. I was like, there's a beer. She's like, can I stop you right there? And I was like, sure, what's up? She's like, I don't drink.
Oh, no.
And it's fine, though. Like, it doesn't matter. I don't care if you don't drink.
But why did we go to the Irish pub?
Exactly. Let me have a sip of this water. Hold on.
Because you didn't know she didn't drink.
I didn't know she didn't drink. But, I mean, I was like, oh, cool. I was like, oh, we went to the Irish pub and you don't drink. Perfect. I don't feel like a complete idiot right now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, my God, don't even feel bad. I'm like, oh, no, I didn't say I did.
You know what I mean? So did you sit there and order a drink, or did you guys leave and go somewhere else?
No. So I was like, okay, let's. I was like, well, I'll just grab like a water. It's totally cool. She was like, no. And then she did the classic, like, you can drink in front of me. It's totally fine. I won't.
So not fun for me to drink by myself.
Yeah, I don't want
to
do that.
Yeah.
You can do heroin in front of me. It's totally cool. Like, I just won't do it. I'm like, no.
No, I want you to do it with me.
Yeah, like, here. Can you tie that off?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, no problem. I was like, why don't we just both grab waters? We'll just kick back and then enjoy some good food. I was like, they have killer steaks. And she's like, oh, my God, I feel like I'm already killing this date. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I don't eat meat. I'm a vegetarian.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, that's so crazy. So you don't drink and you're vegetarian? She's like, yeah. And she's like, you know what? Like, I don't give a fuck.
And pardon me?
She was like, I don't really give a fuck. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. I thought to myself, I was like, what is she talking about? And then she was like, yeah, like, I don't give a fuck when people talk that shit. Because if they do, like, I'll punch them in their face and then kick them in their eye. And I was like, what? I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I'm so confused what's going on right now. I was like, am I missing like a joke? I was like, it's like, joke's on me. What's going on? She's like, oh, no. She's like, I'm just going to keep adding to the list of stuff I don't do. She's like, I don't cuss either. So she's like, what I do is I say like the first couple of letters. So you know the cuss word I'm going to say, and then I won't say it. So it doesn't like complete the word. So I'm not really cussing.
She's a fucking idiot.
Dude.
That's insane.
Dude.
How old was this person?
What? In her 20s, Judy. These are real dates. These are real dates.
These are real humans.
These are real women out there. There's someone right now that is like probably wifed up with that woman.
Right. And he is also doing the...
What if we ran into them and we're like, hey, what's up? And they're like, hey, what is it? I'm like, it's you. You.
You will never meet those people again.
So she didn't cuss. She didn't drink. She didn't eat meat. She had Betty Crocker face. She's got the grandma perfume on. It's fucking brutal. And I'm just sitting there getting drilled. And I got a smile on my face. I'm trying to be a good guy, Judy.
And you went through the meal. How was conversation?
Awful.
This sounds like great. So I'm assuming no second date?
No. And we were supposed to go and like hang out and do shit. And I just was like, I can't do this. Again, I'm so sorry. And I cut it loose. I was like, I can't do this. And so she's like, what do you mean? I was like, it's just not really, I don't think we're vibing too well. The conversation sucks. Everything else sucks.
Oh my God.
But I'm in a nice way. And then I was like, so maybe I just drop you off. And we crossed paths at the gym or something like that.
Did you have to awkwardly see her at the gym?
Yeah, a lot.
Oh.
And there was one time when we even crossed like at the bathrooms and I was like, oh, hey. Hey, she was, and I was like, God, I want to just be like, you know, you're really pretty without the makeup. You don't have to wear so much makeup, you know, but I guess, you know, she felt like she needed that old Betty Crocker.
Well, some people like to do it. They don't do it because they feel the need to. They just like makeup and like creating.
Yeah, no,
I got you, girls. Don't worry. Feminism.
Yeah. Ba, 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 ba.
Shout outs to feminism.
No, speaking of like Tinder and... that and whole movement, I had plenty of fish.
Oh, I know you have plenty of fish, mm-hmm. Buddy, yeah. Old pal.
Yeah, I had plenty of fish.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I remember when I was coming to San Diego to find you.
Yeah, right.
No, I swear. I was like...
To run through bitches.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
Don't say that.
That's okay. I got in there. I got in there. I
just
stopped
in
you.
Time.
Just in time.
Why did you do that?
No,
you
sought me out. Don't you forget that.
Oh,
yeah.
Why did I do that?
Because love is blind.
Oh, so dumb. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't dumb. It was the best thing I've ever done. But I came out to California. I told myself, I was like, I'm just going to go on a rampage and I'm just going to like have sex with all these women. And I'm going to be like dancing on
all
yachts.
These California girls. All yes, these beach
man.
Bunnies.
That's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to spread my seed.
Sun-kissed Cali girl.
Yes, Judy, tell me more.
Yes, long blonde hair.
What? and then I met you. And then you were like, no, sorry, you're not going to be doing that, are you?
You willingly gave that up.
I did.
Yeah, but you had your plenty of fish for California.
Yeah, so before I was leaving to head to California, I had a plenty of fish. And I met this long, tall blonde who looked... relatively beautiful and pretty. And I was like, oh, okay. This looks nice.
No, let me say, you got the plenty of fish, set it up like you lived in San Diego. You still lived in Atlanta. And you were talking to these girls and saying, yeah, I'm moving there, you know, next week or next month. And setting up dates for when you touch down on the West Coast. Like, oh my God, like 27 years old.
Dude, I was killing.
Yeah, killing.
Just killing, just having the best time of my life. And I was unstoppable because I just didn't care.
Right.
I didn't care. They'd be like, you know what? I hate you and your big nose and I hate your height. And I'd be like, okay, cool. Next.
Next. It's a numbers game, people. It's like real estate. It's a numbers game.
It is. It's door knocking.
Yes.
And so anyway, I started connecting with this girl. And I ended up, when I landed, we had a date the next day. And I was like, yeah. She's like, where do you live? And I was like, oh, I live down in Little Italy in this like high rise. Everything's really cool. She's like, cool. Like, I'm going to come through and we'll go on a date. And she's like, I'll show you around. I'll show you, you know, the good time. Have you noticed all my women have this like kind
the
of like
dumbest voice?
They sound dumb, and they also have a little bit of like a voice, you know. sorry, ladies. Hi, I love you. That was not on purpose. Anyway, we go, and she's taking me around Gaslamp District in San Diego, and we get to a bar, and we're standing outside, and she looks at me, and she's about to get in. She goes, "Oh my God!" She's like, "Can you please look cool?"
Oh man.
I was like, bitch, I am cool.
Wait, well, how was the date going? Again, this was another first date.
First date.
Oh, geez. And the date was going well, and then she just fucking knifed you.
Yeah, real like quick. Right out of nowhere, just a super knife, like bah, bah. And I got shanked right there at the front of the line. And then so I guess I looked cool enough. And then she got me in there. We took shots. The shot glass had a broken glass, and so it cut my lip open when I took a shot. And I was like, hey, I was like, my lip is broken, like it's cut open. And she was like, what the hell? How'd that happen? And I said, the bartender gave me a broken glass, and she went fucking berserk on the bartender. And she was like, I got your back. And I was like, oh no. I was like, are you drunk? She was like, no. She's getting lit. So she was like real protective of me. She was like, that's my man.
Yes. Date number one. Going well.
Okay. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. But
that's good. She went from like, can you like look cool to I got your back.
Yeah. And then she flipped back into like look cool again. And like when we went out, the date started just
maybe falling. She only did that for free shots. Did you guys get a round of drinks afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Fuck. Yeah. She didn't even like me?
I don't know. Depends on what you say next.
And then so anyway, she didn't really talk to me anymore. And then we ended up leaving, and she showed me where to go. And as I was in front of her driving down the parking lot, she'd already mentioned something about money and something. And we got down the parking lot. It was like $28, and it was my very first time experiencing like this big time toll booth from the parking deck.
Oh, God.
Welcome to California. Mm-hmm. And it was like $48, something like that. I didn't have the money on me.
What do you mean?
I didn't have enough on me. And we would.
You don't have a credit card?
I know.
You don't have a debit card?
I just drove across the United States with like 10 bucks to my name. And I remember she was behind me and she was like, what the fuck? And I had to get out of the car, put it in park, get out of the car, first date, knock on the window and ask for her to pay for it.
Oh my God. This is two money stories that you have told me. What in the hell?
So and then that was it. So then she paid for it and we never saw each other again. And we were still friends on Facebook. And I see that she's got a kid out there. I see you got a kid.
That's good. She found someone cool enough.
But I don't see a baby daddy.
Gee, rude.
But I don't see a baby daddy.
Rude. I got your back, girl. Rude. Feminism.
But I do see a baby.
Jeez. Okay. We got it. Okay, so you never saw her again.
No.
What is going on with these no money going on dates? If you can't afford the date, you can't go on it.
Dude, I could afford the date. I just didn't know what was going on. And I thought we were grabbing drinks. And she was like, no, we're doing this. And the parking was $50. And I wasn't expecting that. But anyway, that was Plenty of Fish. And why did you get so elated when I said plenty? You were like, well, Plenty of Fish. Oh, yeah, ladies, I got a story for you. Plenty of, like, your whole face lit up.
Yeah, well, I do. So Travis, how about this, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, geez.
So Travis says to me, I'm full-blown dating Travis, and it has been, I don't know, 4 months at least, 5 months, and he has to go somewhere for work. He's going to the East Coast, and he's flying out of town.
Yeah!
And
ain't nothing but a gangster.
Right before he leaves, he we're talking or something, and he says, oh, my God, I got, like, someone reached out to me on Plenty of Fish. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, I'm your full-blown, like, virtually your girlfriend.
Wait,
you.
We had a girlfriend and boyfriend talk at 5 months?
No, but it was
and
in
then how are
listen,
you tripping? How are you, what's going
because
on?
Because I was seeing you. I was talking to you all day, every day. And I was spending 3 or 4 days on the weekend. 3 or 4 days. Staying the night, nights at your house. For months and months and months.
So what does that mean?
When
what
this
does that,
happened,
what does that mean?
It means you probably shouldn't have been saying, I got somebody reached out to me on Plenty of Fish. I was like, what do you even still have this account? You lived in the desert, Travis. You had moved from San Diego. That's how long we were dating.
Oh, yeah.
And you lived in the desert.
Okay.
And that's what
it's all kind of making sense now.
Yeah.
It's all coming back.
So, okay, we're sitting there and he says, this woman reached out to me on Plenty of Fish. And, I said, oh, that's interesting that you still have a Plenty of Fish account. And he says very calmly, like, oh, I don't really go on it. It's just really flattering, you know, to get the occasional message from a woman pursuing you, you know. And I was like, yeah, totally. I know what you mean. Exactly.
Cool.
And I kept my cool and I said nothing. We enjoyed the rest of our evening. And then I took him to the airport the next day and he flew off. And while he was gone for those 4 days, I spent excessive time building the most thirst trap, Plenty of Fish account possible.
Cool.
the profile, the photos I use, the about me and the little funny things and hobbies and yada, yada, yada.
Get them.
And then I published it the night before he came back. So I published it and...
You fucking bitch!
Yeah, and that was it. I said nothing and I was talking to him. He'd call me while he was out of town, blah, blah, blah. But I was just, I could not believe that I was pretty much your girlfriend.
We had not had that talk yet.
You got drunk and told me you loved me.
We hadn't had that talk yet.
You, okay. Oh, okay.
I mean, dude, let's
It doesn't matter. Let's the be- talk, Travis. It. You don't have to have a talk with me. The talk was, I'm only sleeping with you, Judy. That you we had that talk. We definitely
so then
had
you
that
must
time.
Have known that we were kind of moving toward getting in a relationship. We were kind
of with your plenty of fish account. What are you keeping your options open? Like, I'm thinking all this.
No,
stuff.
You know what it was? It was just no. Look, yeah, we were. Seeing
it was
each,
flattery.
We were seeing each other a lot.
Yeah,
and I was smitten. Okay,
I
understand.
Okay,
you're a beautiful woman.
Uh huh.
I was falling hard.
Sure, you.
But
were cruising that plenty of fish.
But I'll tell you right now, though, it was nice. It was nice, getting a. A message from some random that was like, hey, like, you know, I love your broad shoulders. And I'd be like, oh, thanks, Jenny123. You know what I mean? And then I come home to you and I don't hear that stuff.
Oh, geez. I think 4 or 5 months in, you definitely were hearing that stuff. Maybe not 9 years later, but.
Cool. Anyway, so yeah, okay, I was funny.
Yeah, so I made the Plenty of Fish account and published it. And then I went and picked Travis up from the airport. We went to dinner. And the next morning, we went to breakfast, and I take my phone out. It's, you know, on the table, kind of, and it's just...
And my phone was on the table, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is. But it's just ding, 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 on and on. And I'm looking at it, and then I put it on silent, and then... But it's still flashing, and I'm not saying much, and...
Yeah, I remember that day like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I think we were at like IHOP or Mimi's Cafe.
Mimi's
Cafe.
And we were sitting by
in Palm Desert, California.
And I just remember it was like, and I was like, what in the fuck is going on? And then finally I said to you, like, Judy, your phone is like, it's going crazy right now. What is going on? Your phone, you need to turn your phone off, or like, because I can't even concentrate. We're trying to talk here. And then you flipped it over and you were like, oh, it's
my Plenty of Fish account. And the look on his face was priceless. He was stunned. He was stunned. And I don't remember exactly what I said to you, but I just reiterated, like, you know, I thought about it, and it is really flattering to get people who, like, reach out to you and express interest in taking you on a date. And, you know, I made one too.
Dude, when you said that you had your Plenty of Fish account, my asshole puckered up. It was like...
Yeah.
That little balloon knot tightened up.
Yeah. And I opened a couple
what?
Of them.
You're Plenty of what? You said you're Plenty of Christian account? You're like, no, bitch. My Plenty of Fish account. And then...
AKA dmedown.com.
Dmedown.com. It was unbelievable. And so I was like, oh... I tried to play it off like it was cool. I was like, oh, nice. You got one too. And you were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, get any messages? And you were like.
Yeah, about 5,000 since yesterday.
I was like, oh, okay. And then you were, I think I played it cool for like maybe a day or something like that.
Yeah, I want to say like 8 hours.
And then I saw you typing up something and I was like, what's going on? What are you doing? You know what's going on? Because that would get me fucking tripping. And I was like, what's going on? What are you typing? And you're like, oh my God, I'm typing with this guy named Brian. He hit me up and said I was beautiful. And he's kind of cute or something. And I was like, we need to immediately delete these accounts.
Yeah, he was not happy.
We have to immediately delete them. We need to delete them in the next 2 minutes. And yeah.
Yeah, and that's all you have to do, ladies. You know, they don't think. And I really think that Travis wasn't sitting there perusing Plenty of Fish women all day long. But you can't scream and yell. I mean, I think you were genuine when you were like, well, I am just curious. I might as well. And who cares? And they'll reach out to me, blah, blah, blah.
No, your point's proven. Mm-hmm. You did a good point.
Don't yell. Don't yell. Don't start throwing things. Don't cry. Don't tell your friends and your mom.
Okay.
Just create another Plenty of Fish. Get a Tinder, girl. You found his Tinder? Get a Tinder. Get a Tinder.
Damn. So,
That's it.
That was it.
Yeah. And that was my short two-day, three-day experience with Plenty of Fish. It was great.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And you roasted me.
Roasted you.
And you basically, what that said to me was, there's a lot of D that would like to have what you have, Trav. So cherish it. You know what I mean? And like really understand what you have. And then, but I already knew that going into that. But that was just like a little cherry on top. Like, watch your cake, son.
Yeah.
I'm about to take your bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I was like, oh no.
Okay. I remember.
I gotta handcuff this hoe.
Some girlfriends and I, we went through a few, like the first like 200 of them. And we found a couple like little cutie pies. And we were like, oh, this is cute and clever. And he looks like he's got his shit together. And I was like, if it doesn't work out with Travis, I might have to keep this guy. Hey, what's up? What's up?
Come on, babe.
But that was it. You, I think, have more Plenty of Fish stories.
For next time.
No, that's it?
That's it.
Okay.
For next time.
For next time.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I always stutter at the beginning of a podcast and I always at the end too. Let me try.
Well, maybe in the beginning it takes this moment to get into our rhythm.
Well, let me try to end this.
Rhythm is a dancer.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I almost broke a freestyle. Anyway, let me end this real fast for us. Ready? Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, that was the podcast with Travis and Judith, and we're getting out of here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.